Lila Rose, Google blacklisted Live Actions per Life Ads. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 15, 2021. Google has banned Live Actions advertisements, including an abortion pill reversal ad, according to the pro-life organization's founder and president Lila Rose. Rose called Google's decision a blatant, political double standard, adding that meanwhile, Google is permitting abortion facilities to advertise next-day abortions and abortion by mail. At the request of abortion activists, Google has just banned all of its Live Actions pro-life ads, including those promoting the abortion pill reversal treatment, a resource that has saved 2,500 children to date, Rose tweeted on Tuesday. The Live Action founder also shared a purported screenshot of Google notifying her that 18 ads were disapproved due to being in violation of a policy on restricted drug terms and personalized advertising, medical content, health and personalized advertising, and misleading content. Google has also banned the promotion of Our Baby Olivia video, a medically accurate, and accredited by Biogen's, lifelike animation of human development in the womb, citing unreliable claims, Rose continued in a follow-up tweet. This is the video banned from ads. Unacceptable, she added, sharing the following video. Watch below. The now-banned abortion pill reversal ads had been approved by Google and running for over 4 months, spending over $170,000 and directing hundreds of moms to the abortion pill reversal hotline, Rose explained in another tweet. Abortion activists knew the ads were making a difference, so they had Google shut them down, the pro-life activist added. Rose also called the tech giant's move to ban live-action ads a blatant, political double standard, given that, meanwhile, Google is permitting abortion facilities to advertise next-day abortions and abortion by mail. Google is okay with ads promoting life-ending drugs, but not life-saving treatments. Where's the choice? For women, Google? The Live Action founder inquired. The abortion pill has killed at least 24 women and 3.7 million children, Rose added in a follow-up tweet. The abortion pill reversal has saved 2,500 mothers and children from the violence of abortion. Rose went on to say that the Daily Beast and other pro-abortion groups wrote a hit piece on Live Action's pro-life ads and demanded Google ban all live-action ads. The pro-life activist shared a screenshot from a Daily Beast article, in which the outlet suggests it is, in part, responsible for getting Google to ban Live Action's ads, stating, after reviewing a copy of the report provided by the Daily Beast, Google said it had removed all of the ads mentioned. Rose says that Google representatives have yet to respond to our request for an explanation for how baby Olivia or abortion pill reversal ads violate policies. They aren't hiding their bias anymore. Google's censorship of critical pro-life information shows a blatant double standard and reckless disregard for human life and women's health, Rose added in a follow-up tweet. Google must fairly apply its own policies and immediately restore pro-life ads. After publication, a Google spokesperson provided the following statement to Breitbart News. We do not permit ads with unproven medical claims. Medical experts have raised serious concerns about abortion reversal pills. Beyond protecting users from medical harm, our policies do not distinguish between promoting pro-choice and pro-life messages. Advertisers are allowed to offer either abortion or abortion alternative services. When doing so, both must prominently disclose which type of service they offer so that users have full transparency and can make their own decisions. Live Action's other ads continue to run and they continue to be eligible to promote their perspectives and services as long as the ads do not violate Google's advertising policies. Breitbart News will continue to report on Google's censorship. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.